It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Christina Pay with the USU Extension Office here in Carbon County. And they do all kinds of fun, you know, quick cooking classes and presentations and things down there at the Extension Office that they put on Facebook Live that you can go and get tickets and go to and hang out there and get recipes and those kinds of things. This time around, with the holidays right around the corner, they're going to do one all about holiday traditions. And they're going to talk about, you know, different things that they do. Really just kind of a more a relaxed version of a regular quick cooking, quick and easy cooking class. Talk about what they do in their families. And it's just people from down there at the office. Then they're going to talk about different recipes that they have. Mostly it's all hors d'oeuvres and goodies and things like that that you can serve at holiday parties or even give away as gifts. Christina, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's always fun when we get to talk about these kinds of things because, you know,
I agree.
Food is one of those great things in life, isn't it?
It is, and it's something that kind of unites us as families and friends and neighbors, especially during the holidays.
And so this one won't be any different. Now, the quick and easy cooking classes, if there are people out there that haven't done them, let's give them a little bit of a background in them.
Sure. We started the quick and easy cooking classes as a way to show people that anybody can cook. So these recipes are simple, easy. They come together quickly, and they're nutritious when we do the meals, the entrees, and they're things that anybody can make. And we've had guests from the community come in, including yourself, to show people that the range of people that can cook is everybody. So
it was a lot of fun. We had fun doing that. So let's get right into this one. It's going to be on December 15th at 6:30. You can get tickets and go in person if you want to on Eventbrite, or it will also be on the Facebook Live page. So what kinds of things are you guys going to be cooking up for us?
So we're keeping this one really low-key, like you said. We just want to share some holiday traditions that we, the quick and easy cooking staff, have. And so we're going to do just finger foods, hors d'oeuvres like wontons. We're going to have a recipe to show you how to make peanut clusters in your slow cooker that you can give away as gifts. We have crab dip and stuffed mushrooms and some deviled eggs and just some fun, sweet holiday treats. So we'll have recipes. If you come to the class, you'll get to taste test as usual, which is probably the most favorite part of the class for people who attend in person. Plus, we'll have those recipes available online and in person for you to try at home.
And once again, you guys, if you're checking it out on Facebook Live, are you going to be giving away stuff too, like you always do?
We do. We have giveaways every time. The hospital has been very generous to donate larger items, and then the Care Coalition from Four Corners Behavior Health usually donates some items. So we have those giveaways each time too.
You always can get some cool swag, even if you just watch it online.
Exactly.
So, and then the other part of it, you know, cooking is just one part of it. The mm-hmm. other one, there's always a great discussion that's involved when you guys are doing your cooking and everything. And you know, when I was there, we talked about, you know, my kids and growing up and raising my kids and mm-hmm. knowing their friends and making sure that we know where they're at and those kinds of things. And this time out, you guys are going to talk and share, you know, family Christmas and holiday traditions. So
Correct.
That should be a lot of fun. Plus, you know, not a lot of prep needed for that, is there?
No. And the great thing about that is it's things that you can adapt into your own families, or you can say, hey, we already do that. Traditions and families build positive youth prevention factors. So it's all part of the whole. It's just not only fun, but things that you can do with your family to build closeness and to strengthen those protective factors in youth.
And that's really what it's all about.
It is.
It's getting down to it and making sure that we're taking care of the youth wherever and whenever we can. So once again, what's the easiest way if people wanted to get tickets? Is it Eventbrite? Where do they search?
Mm-hmm. So Eventbrite. And if you want to go to Create Better Health Carbon County, there's a link there that will take you to Eventbrite. When we broadcast Facebook Live, we do it on Care for Carbon, which is the Care Coalition website. But we also piggyback onto the Create Better Health Carbon County. So all the information will be right there to register to attend in person or just to watch on the Facebook Live.
And I'll tell you what, if you're interested in watching them on Facebook Live, just go to the Care Coalition's Facebook page now mm-hmm. and like it.
Yes.
And then when they get ready to go on the air, you're going to get a notification, and then it'll take you right to it. You can go right there.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
All right. Now, you said you had a little teaser for something that's coming up fun in January. What we got going on?
Well, we'll have our regular quick and easy cooking, of course, in January, but we're also going to add quarterly some bigger events. And the one in January is going to be freezer cooking and how to do freezer cooking. And our special guest will be Troy Chilcott from the high school, who is the CTE teacher up there. And he's going to come and show and demonstrate how to do easy freezer meal preparation ahead of time.
And this seems like it's a really big thing now. Everybody talks about, this is, you could buy it and make these and then store it all. So he'll go through all of that safety and storing and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. And there'll be some demonstrations on how you can prep using an Instapot, how you can prep using your slow cooker, and just other tips and tricks that he has learned and that we have put together to share with members of the community.
All right. It's Christina Pay with the USU Extension. Once again, it is going to be their quick and easy cooking December 15th at 6:30, and it's all about family traditions. Maybe give it a watch, give it a listen, go see it in person, and you could, find out different ideas for holiday parties and things that are coming up. Now, if you wanted to go in person, you do need to go on Eventbrite, correct, and get those just
right,
so they know how many people they've got.
That's correct.
You've got a cap on it, don't you?
We do. We can only have 20 in the classroom. There's only room right now for 20, so that's why we are going through Eventbrite, and we want to make sure we have enough food.
You got to do that, too. That's the most important part. All right, Christina Pay, thank you once again for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Christina Pay with the USU Extension Office here in Carbon County. It's their quick and easy cooking class, Family Traditions, coming up on December 15th at 6:30 p.m. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.